Hello and welcome to the PCJ Media Archives. In this section of the website, we will present many historical radio broadcasts that were part of major world events. I'm Keith Parent. On October 2nd, 1990, I was visiting London. And as I did then, as I pretty much do now, I was traveling with a portable shortwave radio. At the time, I was using an Emerson ATS-something. The tape recorder I used, and still do, is a Sony TCM-5000. Now, why do I mention this date? Well, just a few days ago, as I was going through some old tapes that I made some 20 years ago, I came across a cassette that was just labeled GDR. GDR meaning German Democratic Republic, or East Germany. It then came back to me what it was. I loaded it into the tape deck, hit play, and I was right. It was the final broadcast of Radio Berlin International from the GDR. The last English broadcast from Radio Berlin International was hosted by Robin Mitchell, who was the head of the English language section. Listening to it now, some 20 years after I first recorded it, I noticed something for the very first time, and that is the tone of the announcers and how they looked upon German unification. Also, what is interesting is the music used in this final transmission. The Party's Over by Nat King Cole, and The End by The Doors. We now present the final English broadcast from Radio Berlin International, as it was transmitted on October 2nd, 1990.
You're tuned to Radio Berlin International, the voice of the German Democratic Republic, with a program of news, current affairs and features for listeners in Europe. We begin with the news.
First, the main points of the news. At the CSCE Foreign Ministers meeting in New York, the GDR has acknowledged the duty of Germans to help preserve peace. The GDR Parliament is meeting in Berlin today for the last time before the unification of the two German states. Britain has come out against permanent UN Security Council membership for Germany. The United States House of Representatives has called on President George Bush to concentrate on diplomacy in solving the Gulf crisis. And now the news in detail. With a statement acknowledging the duty of Germans to help preserve peace, the GDR has ended its cooperation in the Conference on Security and Cooperation in Europe, the CSCE. Addressing the Foreign Ministers' meeting in New York, GDR Education Minister Hans-Joachim Mayer said the CSCE process had encouraged people in the GDR and the other Central and East European countries in their striving for freedom and democracy and in carrying out a non-violent transformation. West German Foreign Minister Hans-Dietrich Genscher spoke in a similar vein. Earlier, the U.S., Soviet, British and French Foreign Ministers signed an agreement suspending the special rights vis-à-vis Germany of the four victorious World War II powers. The GDR Parliament, the Volkskammer, is meeting in Berlin today for the last time. Afterwards, there will be a ceremony in the Schauspielhaus Concert Hall to mark the coming of German unity. It will be addressed by Prime Minister Lothar de Maizière, who is the President and the Chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany, Richard von Weizsäcker and Helmut Kohl being present. The act of unification itself will take place at midnight with a flag-raising ceremony in front of the historical Reichstag building in the western part of Berlin. The British Prime Minister, Mrs. Margaret Thatcher, has come out against Germany becoming a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council. In an interview with the American CNN television network, Mrs. Thatcher said she found no reason to rearrange the body. The Council had cooperated well over the last few weeks. She considered it wrong to change a victorious unit. Political leaders of the Federal Republic of Germany said earlier that Germany was not speculating on permanent membership of the Security Council. The first party conference of the All-German Christian Democratic Union continued in Hamburg today with a discussion of a 16-point program. The document was introduced by Party Secretary General Volker Rühe. It defines the basic principles of the party's policy in the United Germany. The reunited CDU, Volker Rühe said, would remain a broad people's party. The two-day party conference ends this afternoon with a speech by Chancellor Helmut Kohl, who was re-elected party chairman by an overwhelming majority yesterday. GDR Premier Lothar de Maizière was elected third deputy chairman. This news comes to you from Radio Berlin International. The United States House of Representatives has called on President George Bush to concentrate on diplomacy in solving the Gulf crisis. However, it approved the sending of U.S. troops to the Gulf. Nearly simultaneously, the Senate authorized the president to confiscate Iraqi property in the United States to cover the country's debts. Iraq owes the United States some $2,600 million. Addressing the United Nations General Assembly in New York, President Bush said he hoped the Gulf conflict would be resolved peacefully. He said if Iraq withdraw unconditionally from Kuwait, a lasting solution to the entire Middle East issue could possibly be found. But first, the international community should demonstrate that aggression would neither be tolerated nor rewarded. He said the troops sent to Saudi Arabia would return home immediately once their mission had been completed. Some 18,700 Soviet Jews immigrated into Israel in September, according to the chairman of the National Union for Soviet Jews in the United States, Shoshana Carden. This is a record number. Since the beginning of this year, more than 100,000 Jews from the USSR have settled in Israel. The United Nations should play a greater role in future in shaping a new cooperative world order. Speaking at the 45th UN General Assembly in New York on Monday, U.S. President George Bush said the United Nations had turned out to be a suitable forum for dealing with serious conflict. Latest activities of the UN Security Council aimed at ending the Gulf crisis, if evidence of this, the U.S. President said. At the end of the Cold War, the organization could play a more important role in East-West relations. Hungary joins the Council of Europe in Strasbourg today. Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia have also applied for full membership. The GDR automatically becomes a member of the Council by its accession to the Federal Republic of Germany tomorrow. Delegations of the USSR and of the independence-seeking Baltic Republic of Lithuania have met for a first round of talks in the Kremlin in Moscow. The delegations are headed by Soviet Prime Minister Nikolai Ryzhkov and Lithuanian Parliamentary President Vytautas Landsbergis. The Lithuanian side said it expected President Mikhail Gorbachev would take part too. The tasks are consultations only and do not mark the start of official negotiations between Moscow and Vilnius. An old German opinion poll indicates that 97.8% of all Germans wish to see their country's present borders irreversible for all time. The poll also shows that 92.3% of all Germans in East and West believe the unification of the Federal Republic of Germany and the GDR will have a positive effect on the process of European unification. 91.9% of those questioned think that Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev created the decisive prerequisites for German unity. And to end the news, in your other main points again. At the CSEE Foreign Ministers meeting in New York, the GDR has acknowledged the duty of Germans to help preserve peace. The GDR Parliament is meeting in Berlin today for the last time before the unification of the two German states. Britain has come out against permanent UN Security Council membership for Germany. The United States House of Representatives has called on President George Bush to concentrate on diplomacy in solving the Gulf crisis. And that's the end of the news.
And that was the final news bulletin from the English section of Radio Berlin International. My name is Robin Mitchell, head of the English section and I'm here to host this final program from the German Democratic Republic for you. At midnight tonight, my country, the German Democratic Republic, will cease to exist. Earlier this year, the two leading Christian Democrats of the two Germanies said, no one will be worse off than before, once Germany is united. Well, I would like to point out two errors. One is that there are already more than 2 million people in this country who are out of a job and far worse off than before. And the second error is that there is no unification of two Germanies, but rather an annexation of the leftovers of 40 years of so-called socialism by the Big Brother. And that is exactly what has happened between Deutsche Welle of Cologne and Radio Berlin International. After much sweet talk about a fusion and merger on an equal footing, what is happening is that Radio Berlin International will disappear tonight and that Deutsche Welle will have taken over our frequencies and our transmitters tomorrow. Out of a total staff of 250 RBI employees, a mere handful might get a new job with Deutsche Welle. Thus, like for so many in this country, Unification Day spelled unemployment for many of my colleagues. The champagne of jubilation has a very bitter taste to it. But let's turn to our final program. First off, Wolfram Bierenstein will present his press review of the last GDR papers. Then, both the director of Radio Berlin International and Deutsche Welle will have the chance to put forward their positions. And we also decided to dip into our international mailbag for our final program. But before Wolfram Bielenstein takes over for his press review, Mixmaster Steve has selected some music for you.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon and taken the mood away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced on through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over. My friend. The party's over. Time to call it a day. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all over, my friend. It's all over, my friend.
The party's over, sung there by Nat King Cole. But the party's not over before Wolfram Bierenstein has a look at today's press.
On the eve of formal German unification, you can have
three guesses what the main subject of press comment is today. So let's take just four examples,
which I think are fairly representative of the
somewhat mixed public attitude towards that historic event. The popular daily Berliner Zeitung in East Berlin has the following to say. The majority of the GDR citizens have probably lost all interest in their outburned state. Their line of sight is directed to the future, since it became evident that this country had no chance of survival. Germany, that's hope and apprehension put together. The new fatherland, will it provide a home for the East Germans? Are they going to identify themselves with the enlarged Federal Republic? Or will they just make do with it and adjust themselves reluctantly, as they did in the old GDR? The Berliner Zeitung concludes, many questions remain, and we'll take them with us into the still uncertain political future. The quality paper Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung welcomes the decision of the four wartime allies to return full sovereignty to the newly united Germany. It writes, the joint agreement of the four foreign ministers meeting at the fringes of the UN General Assembly in New York is one of the most remarkable achievements of Bonn's diplomacy. Starting from tomorrow, the United States, Great Britain, France, and the Soviet Union will renounce all privileges vis-à-vis Berlin and Germany as a whole. This disclaimer of the victorious powers unmistakably marked the end of the post-war period, which lasted more than 45 years. The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. Tageszeitung, a paper of the alternative left, called for a public debate about the future all-German strategy for Europe in general and Eastern Europe in particular. The paper comments. Now the Germans have a first-class opportunity to determine their attitude towards the process of European unification. There's no hiding anymore behind a status of limited sovereignty after October the 3rd. Now the Germans have to lay their cards on the table whether they really want to help the East European people and the Soviet Union. After a long period of self-reflection, the Germans are now called upon to meet their international obligations, East and West, North and South. A quote from the Tageszeitung. Neues Deutschland, the socialist daily published in East Berlin, carries a kind of letter to Santa Claus, listing 7 points. The first one reads, a new Germany, less complacent than the present Federal Republic and less petty and provincial than the old German Democratic Republic. And on that pensive note, we conclude the very last RBI press review. Thanks, Wolfgang, for that look at today's papers.
Make way for the Director of Broadcasting of Radio Berlin International, Klaus Fischer.
Dear listeners, with the achievement of German unity, Radio Berlin International ceases broadcasting. The United Germany will in future have one external broadcasting service, which we hope will satisfy the growing worldwide interest in information about our country with good and interesting programs. We wish this effort all the best, and those of our colleagues who will be taking part in it will do so with full commitment. We know that we are bringing millions of listeners in more than 150 countries to the newly formed German unity, and we hope very much that they will continue to tune in to the German external service. Today, we would like to thank you for the great interest you have shown in our work and for your many expressions of personal friendship and fondness. The dialogue with you over our frequencies, always more pleasure than an arduous duty, has exerted a lasting influence on our staff and contributed to a better understanding and grasp of your questions and problems. It was not always possible in the past to respond to them as openly and honestly as during the past few months. It was all the more pleasant and encouraging, therefore, that you showed an increased interest in broadcast after the political changes, the peaceful revolution in the eastern part of Germany. Now unity has been achieved, and the future road has been staked out. The United Germany is committed to a peaceful role in Europe and the whole world. It has committed to present-day borders and to disarmament. Neither chemical nor nuclear weapons are to have a place on its territory. Owing to its economic strength, Germany can and should be a good partner to the countries of the Third World. Its free and democratic system and a social market economy are to guarantee all German citizens a dignified and secure life. We look forward to this with great hope. Now, on behalf of the entire staff of Radio Berlin International, I would like to say a cordial goodbye to you and add my own best wishes for the future.
Those were thoughts expressed by Klaus Fischer, Director of Broadcasting of Radio Berlin International. Klaus Fischer said, let's turn to you, the listeners. And as today is a very special day, Britta Rickert and Gisela Zirner dip into our international mailbag.
Welcome, everyone, wherever you may be picking us up to this definitely last international mailbag program. They've started counting down. There are only a few hours left for us East Germans to say goodbye to our more than 40-year-old home country, the GDR.
What happens here really does not occur very frequently in world history. No wonder that there is a great international interest in this German unification.
Thank you for all your letters in which you told us that you will stay with us here on Radio Berlin International till the very last minute so that we can see this historic moment together.
Perhaps you can imagine that millions of Germans were longing for that 3rd of October, among them families and friends, had been separated from one another for years, but also people who had never come to terms with their lives in a tutelary state, behind walls and barbed wire.
The East and West Germans' decision to go their part in the future together has caused joy and satisfaction among many RBI listeners. José Hoover Colasort in Cali, Colombia, for instance, wrote, I quote, I'm glad that Germany finally becomes one nation.
Lucien Lemieux in Paris is also of the opinion that the unification will at last have positive effects on the living conditions in the east of Germany. Also referring to German unification, our Danish listener, Georg Hansen in Surrey, wrote that the Germans actually owe it to one politician, namely Mikhail Gorbachev. Quote, thanks to his glasnost and perestroika, the Second World War was brought to an end at long last. Half a century after it began.
But Mr. Hansen also pointed out that this fact alone is not enough of unsolved problems, even here in Germany. But he is optimistic enough to add that all problems here or elsewhere can be solved to the benefit of the Germans and all other Europeans. And Mr. Hansen closed his letter saying, the future Europe appears to me much lighter than the past in every respect.
A good deal of optimism seems to be indispensable indeed, especially for the East Germans who at present are facing a lot of unexpected profound changes.
nobody could possibly have thought of a year ago. Andrés E. Núñez in Arica, Chile wrote, I quote, "It really is unbelievable what has been going on in your two countries, the GDR and the Federal Republic. Predicting this would have been simply impossible a year ago, particularly because, apart from the Soviet Union, the GDR was the major stronghold of communism there.
Don't forget,
all empires had to perish, and this one is no exception." There was also a lot of criticism, especially on the speed of the unification process, from our compatriots in West Germany. Some of them being faced with personal consequences of the radical changes, they do express optimism at more subdued than that of the politicians in Bonn and Berlin. Holger Michel in Hamburg, Germany wrote, I quote, "Even the most euphoric advocates of quick unity are getting aware now that not everything goes as smoothly as supposed. Unfortunately, all my fears turned out to be a reality. Two completely different and opposing economic systems can't be fitted together within 9 months or 1 year. The first to have to pay the bill are the people in the GDR," unquote.
What this bill actually implies, but also what's positive about German unity, has played a major role in our programs, interviews, and reports on present-day life in East Germany. Your response to these programs has shown us that we obviously succeeded in arousing your interest.
It's probably for this that many of you admitted that they have tuned into us, not just because they were interested in the unification, but because they were eager to get first-hand information about the effect German unity has on the people's lives. We're here at Radio Berlin International, where all ourselves involved in these changes, so who could have been more competent and committed than us to report on them?
Many listeners seem to have felt this, among them Taras Rinsa in Voronezh, Soviet Union, who discovered our programs having been broadcast also in Russian since May. He wrote,
"It's easier to understand what is going on without being restricted by the filter of your home mass media. Start listening to those who have to live with all these new things, which I guess is not only to the benefit of the people."
Unquote. Hans Werner Lalicke in Denmark wrote, "This year, which follows that autumn 1989 so full of events, I've been listening to RBI programs for at least 350 hours. With that, you must range top among our listeners, Mr. Lalicke. That means you must have been with us almost every day. Listeners from all over the world have reassured us that our programs have become much more interesting since November the 9th, 1989. Since they provide direct and unvarnished information on the events in the fading GDR.
This is what we've learned from many letters. We would have liked to quote from much more of them, but unfortunately, time is running out quickly. What we would like you to bear in mind is that for us too, there's a drop of bitterness in this German unification, since our relations of many, many years will be ended with this October the 3rd.
This news has caused regret and even consternation among our listeners, because, as many of you wrote, I would have liked to get more information on the Germans' common way towards their future, also from East German journalists.
Of expressions of support has reached us these last few weeks, since it has been announced that as from October the 2nd at midnight, all the high frequencies will be occupied by the Deutsche Welle, so that the voice of the German Democratic Republic will be silenced forever.
We hope you will understand that we can only quote from some of the letters.
As Geoffrey Lissama in Chile wrote, Radio Berlin International is almost part of my family. Your programs are of a good quality. When you end broadcasting, I would regret that.
G.K. Hogan in Norway wrote, For me, it would be awful if you would simply disappear from the air.
Harald Süß in Vienna. In view of your outstanding programs and your above-average listener service, the closing of Radio Berlin International could hardly be in the interests of all the listeners. RBI's elimination must be prevented.
Luigi Zavagni in Rome.
I share many listeners' concern that with the unification of the two Germanies, which is just and deserved, we'll have to do without the wonderful RBI programs.
Anthony Matti in Luxembourg. I wonder why they are so eager to silence Radio Berlin International as quickly as possible. Belgium has much less money available than Germany, but it finances two foreign radio services. Why shouldn't this be possible for Germany too?
We have also received lots of questions on the future of our DX programs. For instance, from Frederick Lesser in Fribourg, Switzerland, Herbert Eichele in Maintal, West Germany, Jean Marbach in Zillesheim, France, or Dan Leyland in Upperhart, New Zealand.
Eugen Berberich in Andernach, West Germany, wanted to know, who will in future provide the detailed and competent information on the eastern part of Germany that we were used to?
And Mohamed Siaki Ruiba in Algeria wrote, I was very moved when I learned that RBI will disappear soon, and I regret that very much. Let us hope that the foreign radio service of the United Germany will come up to the expectations of the RBI listeners, taking into account what they were accustomed to as far as both the kind of programs and the presentation are concerned.
Well, and this only German foreign station will be the Deutsche Welle, as from October the 3rd. You can learn from their programs which ideas they have over there in Cologne on their future programs, which from then on will also be broadcast on behalf of us, 60 million East Germans. Maurice Benfried in St. James, Australia wrote, Unfortunately, it was obvious that with German unification, you won't be able to afford maintaining two foreign stations. This really is a shame, especially when we become aware that at the point when the whole of Germany is orientated at a market economy, competition disappears from one of the most important media.
This is also what Mr. T. Bugan in Southampton in Britain regrets, as he wrote, It is a sad thing that you, who have just achieved the freedom of opinion, are now condemned of losing it again, end quote. We might fill much more of our broadcasting time with similar views.
All your letters give us in a very emotional and personal way the feeling that during the past years
we, the RBI staff, succeeded in throwing a bridge between the two countries and our listeners in for more than 100 countries. A bridge which is worth being maintained in the United Germany. And perhaps it is now that signals are sent out, signals of hope for the future, peaceful living together in a united Europe.
And perhaps we might even meet one day here in Berlin or elsewhere. You know, there aren't any walls any longer in this city. With that, we'd like to say goodbye to you on behalf of all of our colleagues here at Radio Berlin International. Many thanks for the many years of good contacts between this station and our listeners, which we are sure we'll always remember.
Bert Hasekert and Gisela Pirner leafing through letters that have reached RBI from around the world. Here now is Dieter Weirich, head of Deutsche Welle, with his reflection on this historic day. Read for you by Hardy Graupner.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer, mit dem Tag der Deutschen Einheit wird Radio Berlin International seine Sendungen einstellen. Deutschland wird dann nur noch eine Stimme in der Welt haben.
On the day of German unity, Radio Berlin International will cease to broadcast.
Germany will then have only one voice in the world, the Deutsche Welle. Concentration of forces on one foreign broadcasting service is the logical outward sign of the unity of the Germans in fulfillment of the mission laid down in the Constitution. To accomplish the unity and liberty of Germany in free self-determination. 40 years of the division of Germany are over, an event unparalleled in history.
This unity was achieved by a peaceful revolution. And through the disappearance of the inner German border on the 3rd of October,
the post-war era also comes to an end. Thus, the first all-German election on the 2nd of December will document not only the free self-determination of the entire German people, but at the same time the beginning of a new era in Europe. An era which raises high hopes and therefore needs confidence. Germany wants to become a solid stone in a new European house. Peace, freedom and good neighborliness will be the key words in the German message to the world.
A world which,
in its complexity, is becoming more and more a community of joint responsibility. Therefore, all of us must above all continue to be conscious of our responsibility for the Third World. You, the listeners to Radio Berlin International, have long remained faithful to your station.
In view of your interest in Germany, I have been searching about my confidence in Germany's one voice in the world. Transmitting efficiently on the frequencies of RBI, we want to report fairly and independently, critically and self-critically, and at the same time with up-to-date and comprehensive coverage about Germany and the world. We will thus be carrying out a mission to inform, to which we have so far been committed in our philosophy of programming. We want to be your future German radio station. We are open to criticism. We are looking forward to hearing your views, and we want to be a bridge of communication with Germany. In order to get to know about your wishes and interests for programming, we want to use the knowledge of previous RBI program guides, but of course, your own opinions too. I should therefore like to ask you something. Do write to us. Do let us know your ideas, and do give us your advice. In this way, I hope you'll become our regular listeners and that we'll enter into an active dialogue. The cessation of a program need not to be the end. It can also be the beginning of a new interest in Germany's foreign radio broadcasting. Here we are at the end,
not only of this transmission, but of Radio Berlin International. Neither our station nor the German Democratic Republic will disappear into the folds of history too soon. The memories of the good and the bad times will remain in our hearts here in Berlin, and maybe with you, our listeners. It's time to say farewell. So from me, Robin Mitchell, and the staff of the English section, it's take care and good luck.
This is the end. Yes, this is the end. My only friend, the end. Of our elaborate life, the end. Of every moment, the end. No thank you, no surprise.
If you would like to hear more of these historic broadcasts, let us know. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And good listening, everyone.